Hello, this is James Medique speaking, the author of 52 Secrets My Mom Never Told Me About Internet Marketing. And today you're listening to secret number 22. Now, here's secret number 22. We started off talking a little bit about last week about the fact that we've got traffic and conversion, the two pieces. And we started to talk a little bit about traffic. And one of the things that you're going to have when it comes to traffic, and this is a default standard, it's not an issue of whether or not you have one, you have to have some kind of newsletter. Now, how important is this? I'm not in, you know, I can't write, or I don't want to write a newsletter, or I don't want to be a magazine editor. Understand that a newsletter is a reason to be in touch on a regular basis with your customers. Most people use a newsletter. Now, to capture someone's email address, I think there's other things that are needed than just having a newsletter. So don't think that because you have a newsletter, it's a way to get people's email address. What a newsletter is a way to educate and condition your potential clients and customers and let them know a little bit about you personally. So you've got to start a newsletter, and a newsletter can be sent once a day, once a week, once a month, twice a month, every quarter or every 3 months, twice a year. Doesn't really matter what you do with it. The fact is that you have to have one. Depending on your business or your industry, you may decide on the frequency that you want to publish in an electronic newsletter and what kind of content that you want in it. Now, here's one of the secrets. If you're going to have a newsletter, my suggestion is to have news in it. A newsletter isn't a sales letter. A sales letter has offers and opportunities for people to purchase from you. A newsletter is your opportunity to expose your personality and give valuable information to your customers. Now, there's lots of neat things that happen with a newsletter. One of them is that if you do it well, it can be passed on from person to person, and people actually use it as a resource. You become known for the content in your newsletter. On the other hand, there's some things that can be done to pre-sell your customers, and that will save for another secret. So think about this. If you haven't started a newsletter, start one today. Make a commitment to start one today. Now, why am I so passionate about just a newsletter and the basic newsletter? It's because even though a newsletter or having an electronic newsletter is pretty common, a lot of people don't do it. I was at a conference, an association meeting on the weekend, last weekend. And this is 2003 I'm talking. We had a group of 70 or so professionals in the room, all of them self-employed trainers, consultants, speakers. And I asked, how many people here have an electronic newsletter? There was only maybe 7 people out of 70 that had a newsletter. And a couple of them were only physical newsletters. The newsletter is the opportunity for you to get your know. It's like a virtual salesperson or a virtual warmer upper to the relationship and the conversation that you're going to have with your online customers. It's absolutely imperative that you have a newsletter. So here's your job. If you don't have one, start one. Decide how often you're going to send it or create it and what you're going to be putting in it. What kind of information is it that's important to the people that you want to get to know? What's important to the people you want to have a conversation with? What would they want to hear about? What expertise do you have that you can share with them? There's so much you can do with it, and we can talk, obviously, there'd be 52 secrets about newsletters. But my point here is start one if you haven't, and if you have, send one on a consistent basis with information that's valuable to your customers. A newsletter is for informing, not for selling. This is James Medique speaking. If you want to find out more about the 52 secrets my mom never told me about internet marketing, you can purchase the book at my main site, www.jamesmedique.com. But there's also a new membership site starting up at www.internetmarketingforsmallbusiness.com. Hope you enjoyed the session. We'll talk to you again next week. Bye now.